Well, here we are. Must be rolling. The little counter on my digital recorder is counting up 7, 8, 9. Yep, that means we're recording. It's time for the broadcast spotlighting the work of Feed My Sheep Ministries in the city of Fresno. We are outside, thankfully, under some shade with some fans overhead on a late Thursday afternoon as we're recording this. Did you know, Bruce Hood, we're just steps away from where Oprah Winfrey and her friend Gail stopped in to buy camping equipment on their way to Yosemite a few years ago.
I didn't know that. That's a true statement, though, huh?
I'm probably not quite the same as Jesus walking through the streets of Jerusalem, is it?
No, not at all.
Bruce Hood, founder and the director of Feed My Sheep Ministries, man on the go. And how is it being out in this ridiculously hot weather in the dog days of summer here?
Well, you know, Ken, it's always tough fighting the heat. But, you know, the show must go on. So we don't let the heat stop us. We don't let the snow stop us. We don't let the rain stop us.
Do we have snow very often in Fresno?
No, you know we don't. But if we did, we still wouldn't let it stop us. If we had to get some skis to put on and get to our destination, we would do that.
Got to find a way to feed the sheep. You had mentioned, we didn't mention it on the program, but you mentioned that you picked up a man who could do some of the driving for you. Is that correct?
Yeah, in fact, he was supposed to be here today to share his testimony. And this man, we'll try to get him on next week, but he has probably one of the most powerful testimonies out of all the men that I ever had. Not so much of the things that he went through, is the genuineness of his heart. And man, you just sit and you talk to the guy and you listen to him, and you can just sense, you know, how genuine he is just by the way his words. And he wasn't able to make it because we had some other things going on that kind of kept him back over the other place.
It's no small thing for you to pick up a man that you can trust to do some of the driving, because folks don't know this, but sometimes you're pressed into duty to be a blessing to somebody. You'll drive to somewhere like Visalia to pick up somebody for a doctor's appointment up in Fresno. You bring him back to Fresno. You drive him back to Visalia. You come back to Fresno. And if you don't have somebody else you can load that off onto, you got to do it yourself, don't you?
Mm-hmm. And I take joy in doing it also. The things that I do, it's all for the master. So, you know, I look at everything I'm doing as I'm serving Jesus. You know, the Bible says, whatever we do it wholeheartedly as unto the Lord, and that we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So, whenever I'm doing anything, that's the way I look at it. I'm looking at it as serving the master.
But it's always a great thing when somebody steps in and can take some of the load off, because there's only so much one person can do. Because now you may be younger than me, Bruce Hood, but you're not as young as you used to be.
Well, for sure. None of us never get younger. We just get older. But it's something God can do while we're taking care of our business and doing things.
There you go.
There's an extra strength and an extra boost that God can, you know, apply to our daily walk.
This week, I know you got several things you want to talk about, some of the events you're going to be involved with next weekend in two places at once. But first, we're going to look back a few days to this past Tuesday. It was National Night Out. And for those folks who don't know what that is, it is a national event held every year. And what exactly is that, Bruce?
Well, actually, it's an event that was formed, put together by, I think it started with Neighborhood Watch Program. And, you know, Neighborhood Watch Program is a program that's designed to get the neighbors in touch with what's going on in the neighborhood. And, you know, and to see things, and sometimes if they need to get on the phone and make a phone call to the police, well, make that phone call. Because it's protecting the neighborhood. And so, every year, what they have, what's held is called as National Night Out, And that's when we come out to a central location and bring out food and drinks and carnival stuff for the kids, kid zones. And in our case, we put together a car show. And we had water slides out there, clowns, and basketball tournament, pony rides. We had a bike repair, and that thing, it was so many bikes that showed up, Ken, I mean, it had to be at least a quarter of a mile long. Wow. No exaggeration. Wow. That captain from that police precinct stated that, he said, I think they went and found a bunch of bikes in the canal to get them repaired. And that's how many bikes it showed up. I mean, old Dwayne and his crew, I mean, they were just busy, man, for hours. And they was there until dark and repairing those bikes. And
that event, National Night Out, of course, is replicated in thousands of places, in thousands of neighborhoods across the country. But what we're focusing on is the one that Feed My Sheep was involved with, which happened in, I guess it's kind of west central Fresno, Quigley Park. Is that Fruit
in Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say there was probably at least 1,000 people that showed up. And it was, we had a great, great time fellowshipping with the community, bringing the community out to know one another, and you know, and just to shake hands and say, my name is Joe and my name is Kathy, you know, and they get to know each other. And so I believe that we really accomplished a lot, not only with bringing the community out to know one another, but also to introduce Jesus Christ to a number of people out there, and to show the love of God. And Ken, what transpired, you know we talked about the march against methamphetamine, what we was talking about, and we've been kind of like I wouldn't say getting it ready, but we have been kind of talking about it.
And again, you've done these marches in various communities, several spots throughout the city of Fresno in years past, and the vision is to keep them going.
Yes. And so, it looks like that's going to happen. We're planning right after Fresno Fair is over with. We're going to be marching through that neighborhood there, near Houston, Dakota. I'm not exactly sure what the starting point's going to be, but I know the ending point is going to be at Quigley Park,
okay.
And that's where we're going to have an all day celebration.
Yeah.
We plan on bringing in a huge car show, a huge kid zone. We had two ponies out there giving pony rides. We want to increase that up to about 8-9 ponies. And so we just, it'd be too cold to have a water slide at that time.
Yeah, we're talking about probably, I don't know, third week, fourth week of October.
Yeah, sometime in there. But the main message is to present to the community of how dangerous methamphetamine is. And so if we can accomplish that, I think we'll be done did a whole lot. You know, and of course, you know, we take Jesus with us everywhere he go. And so we'll have opportunity. There's one good thing about that police precinct. They're not offended by the word Jesus. So that gives us an open door to do what we do best and what we enjoy doing.
I think we mentioned on last week's program, having the support and cooperation of the police department and the various precincts, it makes your ministry so much easier as far as getting permits. In the case if you might have to close or divert traffic temporarily for a march, something like that, it's a lot easier when you got somebody going in front of you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It would make it a lot more difficult without them. You know, with him, it just paves the way a little bit easier. So,
Tell me a little bit about the neighborhood there. You mentioned that's out near Hughes and Dakota, the park itself at Fruit and Dakota. What's the general makeup? Is it apartments? Is it homes? What's the kind of average economic level?
About half and half of each. There is a lot of low-income apartments. But you see that drug methamphetamine, it's not catered to one section of the town. Yeah. Or one certain people.
God is no respecter of persons, and neither is the work of the enemy. He doesn't care what your zip code is or how much your property is.
Yeah, and so, you know, when you look downtown and what comes into the courthouses as a result of methamphetamine, you see the black folk, you see the white folk, the Hispanic, you see the Chinese, you see the everybody. You see the rich, you see the poor, middle class. You know, just, you know, that thing is, like I say, that's why it's one of the most devastating drugs to hit the street. Because, I mean, it's just not, you know, it's just not in one section. It's everywhere. And it's in that neighborhood where we're going. You know, the police has already agreed with me that it is a major, major problem over there. And so what we want to do is we want to go in, you know, with the word of the Lord. When the Son set a man free, he's free indeed. Amen.
Amen. Deliverance we're talking about. Hey, I know you said, I guess I'll cover both aspects of it. I know you work closely with the police department. Chief Jerry Dyer, Fresno PD chief, was out of the event on Tuesday night. And I know you got a pretty positive response from the Fresno PD, and I'd also like to hear the perspective of the folks in the neighborhood. Let's start with the police department first. What did they think of it?
Well, Chief Dyer and the whole police department are still calling me, saying thank you. Well, not Chief Dyer. I heard from him once, but a lot of the police officers from the department there. And you can just tell that they really mean it when they look at me and shake my hand and say thank you for coming and helping us. And so, and while we was there, Ken, you know how you can just sense the presence of God at times when he's there. The presence of God was over that whole park, and I mean everything flowed like water, brother. It was just, I mean everything, and everyone from the whole community enjoyed it. Was just saying thank you, you know, and asking when are we coming back again. We still getting phone calls from, there was a, in fact, just before you and I met, there was a lady that called me. She said I had to work late and I didn't get to bring my bike by. She said, how can I get my bike repaired? So I instructed her to bring the bike over to inner city tomorrow and we would fix it for her. Yeah, it was just it was so many bikes. I didn't even think we was gonna get done. I mean, that line was so long, just bicycle after bicycle. And that's why the captain made that comment that he thinks they went and pulled the bikes out of the canal, out of canals and brought them to us.
Where are all the bikes coming from? One area of interest that I've brought this up in past programs is you get kids that live in the inner city. And except for the occasional dog or cat or maybe possum or something, they've never seen a horse. They've never seen a pony. What was the response of some of the kids getting to actually ride a pony?
Now, just imagine kids like that never seen a horse and never been near a horse. Just imagine how they'll flock around. We had to have extra security over there to keep the kids back, you know, because they wanted to just jump on the horse without no help or anything.
Ride 'em cowboy.
Yeah, they loved it. It was really a sight to see.
Wow.
And so we left there. We were, you know, it was a long day and we was tired. But when we seen the end result, you know, something just happened and we wasn't tired anymore. Mm. Everybody was just so full of joy.
Wow.
You know, they didn't even feel the tiredness of the body.
Wow. So the neighborhoods around Quigley Park are probably anticipating very greatly the return of Feed My Sheep Ministries with the March Against Methamphetamine through that neighborhood coming up, as you said, sometime after the big Fresno Fair ends. That would be obviously on a Saturday, probably again either the third or fourth week of October, still to be arranged. But we know where the area is going to be, and we know where it's all going to wind up at Quigley Park with an event even bigger than four days ago.
Yes. See, Ken, I watch how God operated before we went out for that National Night Out. You know, usually on National Night Out, there's three other apartments that we usually service. And one is those apartments in Clovis over there, where near to where you at. Mm-hmm. And then we had two other, one out at on Belmont.
Silver Lake, right?
Silver Lake. That's the one where they had a big episode of the woman that was all twisted on methamphetamine and killed the whole family.
Yeah.
And then another one was the one at Arbor Ridge over on Ashland. And it's funny, Ken, how it all happened. We was all set up to go and do National Night Out at those three apartments. And then when we signed up to take on Quigley Park, and I didn't know how I was going to do it. I was ready to go gun-ho and do them all. And it just all of a sudden, one after another, began to cancel.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, now as I look at it, and I can understand that God's hand was involved in canceling out at those other ones. So that we could be there at Quigley with all of our big guns there.
Wow.
You know, to make a opening day to get prepared for the methamphetamine march.
Okay.
Now the picture is plain as day. And I can see why they was canceled out. I mean, they was canceled out just for things that just kind of came up all of a sudden. But what it was God was moving us from those other apartments so that we could be there at Quigley Park.
Yeah.
And so that we can open up all guns right there at Quigley Park and make a great impact.
The moral of the story is, in the short run, something, what's going on here? This looks like a disappointment. This looks like a setback. This looks like two steps back. But you got to just wait and see how the story unfolds.
Yeah. Well, you see... You know, the big picture is getting to the deliverance and the healing. That's the big picture. And you know, when you're talking about what we're going in October to address, that's deliverance, brother. And then if you look at how that drug has got people bent over backwards, even with Ray Charles' blind eyes could see that there's some kind of demonic activity involved in that drug. And you look at people and you see they're kind of in a similar condition that the man was that had the demons in him that lived in the graveyard.
Yeah.
And so, I can almost see why God canceled out on some of those apartments so that we can, be there.
So long-term plans for Feed My Sheep Ministries, well, kind of long-term. We're only talking about a couple of months from now. Wow, it's that close. But coming up after the Fresno Fair, again, probably the third or fourth week of, third or fourth Saturday of October, again, the date to be determined, will be that March Against Methamphetamine in the vicinity of Hughes and Dakota in Fresno, following up with the big day-long rally at Quigley Park. So be listening for details on that. It should be quite an event. Something a little closer on the calendar is coming up next weekend in Feed My Sheep Ministries. Well, how are you going to do this? You're going to be in two places on one day.
We've graduated a little bit and built up and increased. And so, after you've done something for so long, you learn all the ins and outs. And so we can be able to do that. We've did it before, and we're going to be able to do it next weekend.
Okay. So what do you got planned next week? I guess you're going to have a presence in the south side of Fresno, and you're also going to have a presence in the community of Reedley as well.
Yeah, well, every year we go out with Cruising for Jesus when they have their car show in the region. Me and Brother Ratio, the founder and director of Cruising for Jesus, him and I are very good friends. We hang out a lot, and then he's the one that's responsible for teaching me how to do car shows. Yeah, some probably 15 years ago, him and I began to go out together and meet out and do block parties, and then started attending his car shows, and he taught me how to do car shows.
You know what's kind of cool, Bruce? I might have mentioned this on the program before, but some years ago, how did Horatio get the idea for doing evangelistic outreach through car shows? He was driving past KRDU one day, and he saw some young kids walking along the sidewalk, and the idea came to him that I got to find a way to reach these kids, maybe a car show. So it basically was birthed in the front of KRDU, and it's carried all the way on to Feed My Sheep Ministries all these years later.
Well, he's done a good job out there of really reaching the community. And you know, and helping men like myself get prepared to reach the community, and so we go out with him and we help set up the kid zone. We'll be doing bicycle repair, and then there's another car show. These are secular people, but you know, we rub shoulders with them because it's something good that they need to know about.
Well, we're supposed to be hanging out with the non-Christians. I think it's a sin to only hang out with Christians, isn't it?
Well, I don't know how we would get the world saved if we didn't hang out with non-Christians.
So the Reedley event next weekend, I believe they have it at Mueller Park every year. Is that the same case this year?
Same case, yes.
And it's the Cruising for Jesus car show. What are the hours of that next Saturday?
I think it's probably around from 9 to 3. 9 to 4 around in there.
So officially, it's Cruising for Jesus event, but Feed My Sheep is going to be present with helping support the event out there. And then tell us about the event closer to home in Fresno.
Well, that'll be at Cowell Park. And like I say, these are secular car club, and they're doing a car show, and they really are kind of amazed by the way we do car shows. And when we had the kids on and bicycle repair and all those things.
So those are not usual parts of a car show for them?
No, not at all. Not for no car shows.
Okay.
We kind of got that started, and now there's a lot of other people that do car shows that's picking it up and going along with it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So we're going to be out helping them too at the same time. We'll be in Reedley repairing bikes and with a kids on set up, and then also at Cowell Park here in Fresno, with repairing bicycles and with a kids on.
Great.
And so what that does is it brings a family atmosphere out to the car show.
Okay.
You know, and so and
rather than just like the Budweiser girls or something.
Yeah. So it kind of spruces up the car show a little bit, and then we'll be at Villa Margarita for our annual block party there. But we'll be out there on the 8th of September.
Okay.
This year, gonna be a little different. Instead of being inside the apartments, we're coming outside and we're gonna block off that street that runs beside Villa Margarita.
Yeah.
In fact, Captain Garner from the Southwest Police Station has teamed up with us, and he's coming out to block the street off, and we're gonna put everything out in the street. So that the whole community would be able to visibly see it a lot clearer. You know, for the last 2 years, we've been inside Villa Margarita, and it's been kind of closed off to some of the community.
Inside being, like, inside the courtyard area.
So, but this year we're going outside, and that'll be September the 8th. Yeah.
We're down to about the last 4 minutes here, Bruce, so I'm not sure if you want to mention any specific events, any specific needs. I'll open the mic to you.
Well, you know, Ken, there's always a lot of prayer needs. There's one young lady in particular that I wanted to mention again. We prayed for her last week, and since then her condition has grown worse. And her name is Nina. And Nina has a type of cancer this attacking her lungs. And in fact, what I've heard this week is she's going to have to go on oxygen. And that and that they're looking to do a lung transplant.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. And so she really needs our prayer. She's got four children, about 28 years old, 28, 30, around in there. And, you know, she's afraid, but any of us would be afraid. And she needs our prayer at this time. And then we want to continue to pray for Frances Bailey. She's still up under chemotherapy. And I've never seen anyone that's taken chemo as long as Frances has. you know, God is doing something. It's obvious. But we want to continue to pray for Frances, you know, and ask God for her strength and her healing, and that all the medical procedures take root and work in her life. And Ken, you know, you never say nothing because you always thinking about other people. But you know, I'm sitting here looking at you, and I know your medical problems. Not all of them, because you don't never say nothing.
I just came from California Cancer Center where they drew my blood.
Okay, now can you tell us what's going on? Is it getting better?
I don't know yet. I will get the results of the blood test in a few days. Long story short, they diagnosed me with prostate cancer 12 years ago. I had surgery in 2010 to remove the affected organ, had lots of radiation treatments. In the last year or so, the cancer has moved into one of my femurs. That's the big leg bone. And I'm currently getting hormone therapy as well as some other treatments for the cancer. So, yeah, I'm fighting it like a lot of other people.
Amen. Well, and as all you radio listeners just heard, you know the fight requires prayer. That's how the battle is won. It's won on our knees.
Amen.
So we want to ask all those listeners out there to continue to pray for Ken. Ken is such an important part in the puzzle of God. We need him here. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bruce. I truly appreciate that. And all the prayers. I'll find out about the prayers on the other side for sure, but thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, if you've got a prayer request or know someone whose name needs to be lifted up in prayer here on the broadcast, give Bruce Hood a call. You can almost do it by memory if you listen to the program with any regularity. It's the 559 area code, 978-5469, 978-5469. Also the number to call if you want to make a huge financial donation, because Feed My Sheep is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, tax deductible. They'll give you a receipt. They need donations of household items, of furniture, things that they can sell at their thrift store right near the church in West Fresno. They can use volunteer help. Don't know where you might fit in, call Bruce. They'll find a place for you. I think I covered everything, didn't I?
Well, sounds like you did.
At least for this week's edition. God bless you, Bruce Hood. Thank you so much. Thank you for what you do. And make sure you catch your breath every now and then.
I'm trying to.
Thank you, listener, for joining us for this week's edition of the broadcast from Feed My Sheep Ministries of Fresno.